I'm proud to be involved in this next conversation and organization on an advisory board for my friend Bill Young, the owner of Plastipak Packaging and AbsoPure, along with his son. I have to tell you that I didn't know anything about Detroit Regional Dollars for Scholars until Bill Young and I met and talked about it. And it's something that Bill has been loving, promoting, and growing for something like 30 years now. And I had the opportunity yesterday to have lunch with the grandson of the founder of all of this. So I've got Bill Young standing by and Jeff Silverman, who I met for the first time yesterday, the grandson of the founder of Dollars for Scholars in the late 50s. He also happens to be, Jeff does, a founding partner of the Summit Group in Virginia. Works with a friend of ours from Ohio, from Toledo, Mike Wilcox, matter of fact. It is a small world, Jeff, isn't it?
It is for sure, Paul. And thanks for having us on.
Well, it's my pleasure. And Bill, I know you're there too, and we're going to get to you in just a moment. But I'm going to ask Jeff for just a little bit of the history, because most people wouldn't know the story, frankly, starting with your grandfather, who ran for office with a great idea, but he lost. But he didn't lose the great idea. Fill us in.
Thanks, Paul. Yeah, my grandfather, Irving Fradkin, ran for school board and really believed from 1958 when he ran and lost until his death in 97 that education was the key to growth in our country, and that if everybody just did their part in whatever way that meant for them, it could be a meaningful growth. And so his concept at the time in the late 50s was if everybody gave a dollar to help those in need get to college, the world would be a better place. More education, more jobs, less crime. And he took that and ran with it to the point that we were able to establish a national organization, Scholarship America, that today has 465 chapters and over 11,000 volunteers. And I'm here with Bill Young in Detroit because what they're doing regionally, I think is the next level. I think it's where we should go. They're the leaders in the country, right here in Detroit. And, I'm excited to be here and talk about that as well as what we've done nationally, which is, Paul, since 1958, we've given scholarships to 876,000 students, totaling over $736 million.
Wow.
And that's a long story short nationally. And what Bill Young and his team are doing in Detroit Regional Dollars for Scholars is incredible.
Well, I have to tell you, I was most impressed. I mean, I've always been impressed with Bill Young and his devotion, his lovely wife Vivian's devotion, in starting this thing off small and now growing with something like 420 kids in the program at any time. And I was thrilled to hear you say, Jeff Silverman, that you believe that the Detroit Regional Dollars for Scholars is a trendsetter, is the program to match and watch for other programs around the country. And it all means that we're helping kids. Back to your grandpa's idea, if everyone just gave a dollar in his little town, every graduating high school senior could be sent to college based on that. Now, it's grown, obviously. It costs more to go to college. A dollar then is worth about $8 today. But be that as it may, Bill Young, you have been working very hard to help kids who are in high school who may not have a family member to look up to who went to college before them that can advise them on what they need to do and how they need to do it. But now you've offered them that opportunity through Detroit Regional Dollars for Scholars, Bill, and I know that that gives you a great sense of pride, and it should.
Well, Paul, I appreciate that, but our organization and group, right off the get-go here, I've got to say this, that nothing may have happened going forward if it wouldn't have been for the fact that I had heard about Dollars for Scholars indirectly from Jeff's grandfather, and that was 31 years ago. And then so many generous people from Detroit listened to us and came up with further momentum to move forward. And I got to first thank all the supporters, your listening supporters out there, for their tremendous, generous financial support and general support as we have been able to grow the organization to the point that in 2021 here, this year, we will award scholarships exceeding $2.6 million to more than 1,700 students since 1990. And we're very, very proud of that. We're very proud of the community. Detroit is made up of a lot of very, very good-hearted people, and as many communities are, but we're very proud. And as we take a look at our 364 students that are in our next level scholar program, looking forward as they move into their early college period, their success too, and all the programs that they're going through, and what they're feeding back to our grade schools, which is where we spend our time. These students are exceeding what is average for the state of Michigan, exceeding those average numbers in their early days in secondary education. So I got to come back and just say, you know, the Detroit region with so many generous people that know us and continue to support us, I can't thank you enough.
Well, I have to say, and the proof is in the numbers. The alumni for the Detroit Regional Dollars for Scholars, a part of the Scholarship America program, 100% of your students graduate high school on time, compared to the state of Michigan's average of 80%. 87% enroll in post-secondary education within 12 months of high school graduation, compared to just 67% statewide. 88% persist from their first to their second year of college, compared to the average of 60% across Michigan. The numbers go on and on that show this is a program that your grandpa, Dr. Fradkin, started so many years ago. Bill Young picked up for the Detroit area 31 years ago, as it turns out. And with his great team, including Frank Zielinski, Frankie Z, I like to call him, from AbsoPure, and the other team members, teammates, your board, continue to reach out and help kids with really more than just a scholarship. And I'm thrilled to see, Jeff Silverman, that you're actually taking a look at the Detroit area, Detroit Regional Dollars for Scholars, to help other organizations across the country, because you think these guys are trendsetters. And I think that's fabulous news we should all be proud of.
Yeah, Paul, I really do. It's what we've become incredible at. At Scholarship America nationally is raising money, telling the story, and giving scholarships. What Detroit Regional Dollars for Scholars is doing is having an application process that starts the sophomore year of high school with all 14 of these schools they're working with currently regionally. That application process allows for 10 per grade, 10 sophomores, you know, as they move up, juniors and then seniors. So 30 per school, so that rather than just giving money, which is so vital to get into college, to pay for college, starting as 15-year-olds, as sophomores, Detroit Regional Dollars for Scholars is teaching these students that they have the opportunity, that college is in their sights, what college is. They take them on trips to these various universities across the Detroit and Michigan area, and introduce them to the fact that when they get home, they realize they are college material, they deserve college, and they give them that pathway. And that pathway then gives back to not only to them, but to our communities for years and years and years. It changes things generationally. And so We're doing a great job of giving money nationally. Detroit Regional Dollars for Scholars is great at changing the paradigm for these students and then their families generationally. And,
yep,
and
well put. 24/7 online tutoring, virtual campus visits, SAT test prep, one-on-one advising to assist seniors as they navigate the steps for life after high school. It's all good. And you can find out more at drdfs.org, as in Detroit Regional Dollars for Scholars, drdfs.org. Congratulations, Bill Young, and thank you for putting your heart and soul into this thing some 31 years ago. And so many kids have you to thank, and so many families. And to you, Jeff Silverman, as the grandson of Irving Fradkin, the founder of Dollars for Scholars in the late 50s, we thank you as well, and it's great meeting you. And Bill, always nice spending time with you. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Paul W. We appreciate it very much.